FPP.
No,
Change Farms Media.
It's fine. We're sending it to Steve.
2011.
I just my BlackBerry will allow me to send only to core email addresses. Right now. That's I said that I wrote this.
That's a great excuse.
This is mine too. The world is getting his fourth BlackBerry.
He's got a sticker in his office.
They're taking security a little too much to heart there.
I don't know what happened, but I wrote this nice long email yesterday to send out to everybody on my BlackBerry, and I hit send, and it just this big red X. Then, anyway, it ended up getting deleted, so I rewrote a shorter email that I sent to myself and then sent to Sean Milligan to forward on to everybody. So
it's a wonderful time-saving device.
Yeah. So we're giving it to Steve.
You need one. You do.
Technology makes lives.
That way we can...
Burn. You done this?
I will never have one.
Oh, oh
you never say
you?
That.
It's even washed.
I will never have one.
Okay. It's empty.
Oh, I thought it was basic.
I can't say it.
Are you kidding?
I have to talk to Richie.
Sorry.
We can't get a hold of Gary. We need him to have a BlackBerry. Maybe an iPhone.
Call the cell phone. Just call the damn cell phone.
Is everybody ready to get started?
That's bad enough.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming today, and we're just going to walk through the agenda and try to get through all the change forms. We did want to point out with respect to there were some last-minute forms that were received, and they were posted. But as far as Tammy, did you want to comment on how some of the last-minute change forms were addressed in the agenda? I didn't know the answer to that question.
The ones from Dave Wills are just in there under their appropriate sections. They're the last ones in that section.
Okay.
And then Appendix B is in there from Dave.
Okay.
Of course, anything that they've said in is too late. Sorry. We'll look at it next year.
Mine wasn't last minute. They were Monday.
You're late.
Yeah. Well, we could talk more about
that. I was told it was okay.
I did say at FPOM, get them in.
And does anybody, before we start, did anybody have any comments or any tweaks or things that we may have overlooked in here? It's been tricky sometimes to get all these out, so I guess I would just encourage you, if you see something that we overlooked, the numbering and sometimes the procedural part of this is a bit of a challenge, so please take a good look at it and make sure if you had something that it's in fact there, and because there were some significant changes as far as just numbering and formatting and process-wise. So with that said...
Real quick question, Doug.
Yeah.
Are you planning... You said we're starting with Bonneville?
Yep.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
What, you want your wall also so you can leave early?
We're leaving at 1.
Okay.
So whatever we can get to,
I'm following him.
Great.
So basically, we have to get through this entire agenda at 1 because Cordy's leaving at 1.
We don't want you to do anymore.
What? Yeah, good question. I don't know.
What was your name?
Don't do that.
Fred.
All right, so let's crack it.
So it sounds like we gotta crank through this. So without any, let's get going. So starting with...
So let's do this. Hevlin is on the phone. So you see the comments from others that I have received. If you guys disagree with those comments, let me know. If we kind of agree with all the change forms or the change forms that everyone agrees to, we don't need to discuss them, just say you're fine with it.
Did you have any new comments since the first edition of these things came out?
You saw Noah's comments.
For what?
Didn't you? For
if they were on the previous thing, yes.
Yours and Gary's comments are the only comments I've received.
Okay,
I
haven't seen Gary's then.
I haven't seen Dave's.
You guys pretty much agree on all of them. It's where you
well, then
agree.
There's a problem.
He agrees. it was kind of funny.
That must be horribly wrong.
And so the ground rules are that we don't get a chance to talk about this. It's just thumbs up.
No,
thumbs
no, no. The ones that we, if you just agree with it, just agree with it. Well, we don't have to talk about why.
If we start going through them, just say if there were new changes
to
it.
Meeting, right?
Do you really want
Holy
to get
Christ.
On?
Okay,
I've
so
this is an important meeting.
On 7.
You guys need to consider having the whole day.
Right, we ignore the
meeting.
All right, we will be here until it's done.
It's an all-day meeting.
Right,
yeah, for some of us.
Discuss it, wrap it up, because we never seem to get through them at FPOM.
That is the point.
So.
Oh, sure.
So Okay.
We have to start setting up two-day meetings for these so that, you know, at the end of one day, we're okay.
Did you expect to stay here half of it? I can see next year we're all going to have to get out of town and we're going to have to sequester you guys in like war, Rick Room, or whatever it's called.
07, Vaughn 07 removes DSM-1 language. I really hope there's no argument on this because the DSM doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
Good.
All right, we got through one.
We got through one. Yay.
One.
9, 11. Good job.
And if you don't have them in front of you, they are up here so you can see what they are. Both NOAA and Fish and Wildlife agreed with Bond 08, which was taking out the ties language since FPOM agreed to remove ties.
We might be putting it back in, but it's fine for now.
Right, if later on we find we need to, but right now the plan is to keep them out.
Bonneville Project on the phone? Or is
nope.
Here?
Friday, they don't work on Fridays, they told me.
It's settled Friday. Come on, you know that.
So,
yeah, because it's raining at the mountain.
Okay, Bon 09, we That's had some issues with.
I work on Fridays.
Because it talks about the VBS cleaning, and Gary, you said you were okay for now, but you didn't like this as a long-term solution.
Right. Yeah, I think that's kind of pretty much what we said at the FBOM meeting, I thought. So.
And yeah, putting it in the plan as it is bothers me because then it becomes a long-term
issue.
It's
only a one-year plan.
So.
It's only a one-year plan.
Yeah, you know how that works.
But it gets forgotten.
Well, do you need to put language in there that says...
Just for 1 year.
As a temporary?
If we rewrote the plan completely every year, I would believe that. Now, this is, things tend to get lost and forgotten. This needs to be tagged as a very temporary issue.
Okay.
You say interim operation?
We need to work on this because just not dipping those fish out and letting them go down the units is not a good idea. Hopefully, we'll have some longer term solution there, but.
Is the crane getting worked on this summer?
My breath.
Is this the summer for the crane?
Yeah.
Is it at 1 or 2?
No, I think it's moved to next.
For 2 is next year and 1 will be this year. Powerhouse 1.
Powerhouse 1 is done.
Is it?
For the intake crane.
Okay.
So this one slipped a year. But they're not swinging them over the forebay, which still creates the problem of all the debris going right back into the gate well. And that's going to be useful.
So no project here. This is one I want to talk about with those guys a bit.
So we can...
Why don't you add this to an agenda item to the next FPOM.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to put it in as changed, but it'll be a continuing topic at the next FPOM.
It needs to be identified as an emergency operation in the...
As an interim operation?
Okay, so what I will do, since this one is not getting approval, it will just be discussed at the February FPOM. It will be a regular agenda item that we will discuss in depth.
Okay, but we're going to need some resolution at some point for this season.
Correct, and as long as we get it by the February FPOM, I can still get it into the document and to Doug on time.
Okay.
You go and create a task group that we can't get to a resolution.
Yeah.
So... Bond 10 is extending the hydro cannon until
November.
Is that round the clock or daytime only?
24 hours a day.
Could it go daytime only?
There's a sensor on it that's supposed to turn it on and off, which does not work and has never worked, so it's 24 hours a day.
Can't get the sensor fixed for this.
I did that on my garage light, it worked fine.
Yeah. Go to Home Depot, get this thing.
No, that's okay. Let her rip.
It has some other costs associated.
Okay, so moving on. On 11, this one needs some discussion. Now, the reason we had 1A and 1B out together is Wertheimer's original Kelt work had suggested that if you had two chain gates adjacent to each other, that the Kelts passed better. If you guys... Since Wertheimer is gone, and I don't have his brain to pick right now.
Yeah, it just made sense to me to have the auto gate, as Gary pointed out.
Right, so mm-hmm. we can certainly do that.
And it doesn't track Forbay, you know where it is half the time. It's
so the bigger question is, do we need to move the automated gates?
Do you need to move the automated gates?
So they match up with Wertheimer's wonderful plan?
But that's only for the winter. It's only just a winter
outfit. Yeah. Or just get another one. Or just get another automated gate to operate during the winter. Anything else you want to help you with?
We're just suggesting the right way to do this.
Yeah.
If you guys want to do it the wrong way, that's
fine. Hey, damn it. We'll go back to Bonten.
Slack's
gonna kick
in. Start throwing stuff. When the raccoon doesn't come into my house at 3:30 in the morning, wake my kids and my cats up.
It will probably never be fixed.
Cat doors are a problem that way.
Well, they couldn't get through the cat door to the house. And they
why do you want to push
out? They're freaking kids out.
Because no, you're wearing out your cannon. Right?
3:30 in the morning is a little early to hear.
It's actually probably harder on it turning it on and off.
You've been awake since 3:30.
Yeah,
I beat it.
Well, looking half.
Because as long as it's just running, there's very little chance of it, because it's the compressor that goes. As long as it's just running, then we know it's running. But you start turning it on and off, and that's when you introduce the opportunity for.
Okay, we'll check it out.
3:30
or 5:30. Well, yeah.
Cindy's up at 5:30.
All right, so...
So there's a suggestion here for an F-bomb discussion, is what my recommendation was.
Additional...
Yeah, that's Tom's just poking at you, but we need to have... We do need to have a discussion about that. I wasn't aware of the data, but I know inspecting the project often enough, I know that when Forbay fluctuates, those gates don't follow, so... Yeah. They
correct.
Can be shallow, and a shallow gate isn't going to pass many fish. So I'd rather have a gate that was following the forebay be the one used for this.
We can certainly do that. I mean, his
when
data...
When's Bob back? Anybody have any?
June.
So we can... It's an issue. He can help us with.
Until he gets back, I think.
He's back from Iraq.
He's automated gates.
Yeah, 6 months vacation, though.
So we can change it to 16.
I'm just a stupid program manager.
What do you know?
What do I know?
Not much. I won't see what goes to the surface. There's always the cream.
So is it currently closed? Is this gate currently closed?
No, they're open.
All winter?
All winter.
Any questions? No. Sorry. We need to review the Kelvin and see if where the automated gates are, except for those Kelvin data.
Yeah, I have to wonder. I mean, remember that those Kelvin data were collected at a time when the sluicer was operating.
That's why I'm not prioritizing Kelvin stuff right now. I think you just operate the automated gates.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it'll move them fine.
Fine.
A lot more flow than it used to be.
I mean, is that point beyond you?
Yeah. So. But that way they'll maintain their depth. I hope they're supposed to once they're rehabbed.
So Bond 12 Project Fisheries had suggested that this may not be a good change because the north downstream entrance is our primary entrance. That's why we're putting the lamprey structure there. So why would we close that one first?
Okay, we're going to say that
one. North downstream entrance is our primary entrance. It gets the most use. That's why we're putting the lamprey structure. That's why we put the lamprey structure there. So it does not make sense to Bonneville Project Fisheries to close your most used, most efficient entrance first.
Okay. That'd be all right. And it just made sense that closer to the units might be the best attraction. I was looking at it. But the second part is closing orifice gates.
Right. There's two parts to this. I know that's a difficult issue for the project, but...
So the emergency operations for closing orifice gates, we have that entire table in the FBP for how you close them.
Where's that?
That'd be a bad idea.
That's not explained here. And the, this language
it's in
is...
This. It's in the same place.
Well, as soon as he has another cookie over there.
4-3-2-1. I'm touching it. I like touching it. Bonneville, Cable Bond 12,
What page?
Boy, that turned you red.
What page is that, Tammy?
It's page 133. So when you look at C, Powerhouse 2, and it starts going through the emergency operations, that table is in that same section. And this was worked out a while ago. I think Schwartz had worked on it a number of years ago for the emergency ops at B2.
So when is this section supposed to be?
So basically all the orifices need to be closed.
4321C4.
Is a lunch break planned in this whole thing?
Here, pass this down to Byrne.
No, I'm planning ahead here because I got.
You'll see that section 1 talks about table bond 12, and then so when you look at C1, talks about bond 12. And everything else is under it.
Yep, contingency on
60
minutes.
105.
105. I'll call in and
the language in it says leave them open. Close the orifice gates. Upstream gates.
With the orifice gates.
Who made this?
Right, you close the upstream gates first, and then if it's going to be longer, then you close the orifice gates.
Okay, we're back to square one. So.
Closing the orifice gates requires an extensive outage because you have to get a boat in that channel to get the bulkheads in there.
So the language you're talking about is number 4 down here.
Sounds like
so this is a progression, I guess, is what she's saying.
Push button.
It is.
This doesn't work, this doesn't work. So maybe that just... Okay.
I mean, the only question is, it really depends on how long-term are we talking about. Yeah. If this is going to be out for the whole season, then probably closing the orifices is a good idea. If it's going to be only out for like a week or so, then yeah.
Right, I think that's what Dave said something to him.
I thought he's
long-term versus short-term.
Well, then you have to define that.
One's long, one's short?
Yeah.
What is long-term?
I'd say that would be...
That's what they need to be.
What is your primary goal, though? Is it to maintain
the
head, or do you
want
to just close the entrances that we primarily use?
Maintain depth at head through the head primary entrances.
Has there been an issue with the way we've done it in the past? Because we've been doing this for a number of years now. This section hasn't changed in a number of years.
We haven't really had to utilize it very much, if at all. You're unfortunate there. If turbine units go down, though...
We've had turbine units go down. And we put in the stat plates if the unit is going to be out for
if we
more than
lose
a couple
both fish units, you want to close those orifices.
If we lose both fish units, you got to switch powerhouse priority. Because even if you close everything and you just have those entrances, you're basically at orifice flow. And you're not passing fish.
Well, that's what this is for.
So then what do you do? Close
what
the orifice gates?
So your best, if you really want to talk about what your best bet would be if you lose both fish units for more than a week, because that's what it takes to put stat plates in, switch powerhouse priority.
And that's a real simple thing in things you think about juveniles. Now that is not so good. So.
Correct. But you're not going to get attraction flow without a fish unit. Even if you close all those gates, because you're at orifice flow. More or less, you're at orifice flow at Washington Shore. And you don't get, I mean, that's how we get divers in there.
Well, then what's the purpose of this entire section?
It's for short-term outages, for the most part. I mean, if it's a long-term
If you're not
outage,
getting any attraction, then what's it in there for at all? What's the point of it?
If you can keep one fish unit going.
But this says, if all AWS systems fail or malfunction,
it's just providing
then roll over and play dead.
Well, look at the flow out of it. You're not going to get any flow.
Well, then what is the point of this?
Well, then take it out then.
So if you close the orifice gate,
or do it right.
If you close them, you get more than
you're
going
to
minimize. Well, you would minimize the amount of flow out of entrances that aren't effective.
Correct, which is what we do. We close
except
the upstream.
For the orifices. So we're saying close the orifices.
So the first section in there says follow table bond 12.
No, but the orifice.
So the first thing they do is deal with the orifices.
With the orifice gates open and 4, 4 says, with the orifice gates
and
open.
And that's if we cannot close the orifice gates, which...
doesn't say that.
Well, we can add that language. If we cannot close orifice gates.
Why wouldn't you not be able to do that?
Because we're stuck. I don't know why. Maybe we can't get a boat into the channel. I don't know why. You can't get a crane up there to pull them up and put them in that way. Or just take out.
Well, if this wasn't in there, what would the guidance be? It'd be...
the guidance from the previous?
Do whatever and then take it a long-term outage to have fun. You need some kind of guidance when this happens.
Right.
That is one. If we are going to have a long-term outage, they're going to call us.
Mm-hmm. No, but, I mean, you can have things set up ahead of time.
Stuff.
I mean, what are we going to say? We're going to say what we just said. So why even bother with the call? Just put it in there.
Right.
Because there aren't many options.
Because they're going to tell us they can't get a boat in there in the channel because the crane's broken. It's because the well, it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, and we don't have a crew on.
We got a new boat. We got a new crane. We're good.
Yeah, and the last crane had well.
So you have to have the boat in to close.
That is how they generally go in and put in bulkheads. For long term.
Outages.
I guess I thought it was just all the crane.
And when, well, they have the boat under, because they have to pull it up, put in the bulk, so they use the crane on the deck to pull up the gate, and then they have the guys in the boat to put in the bulkhead, or the stab plates. They also do the stab plates. They can do the stab plates from the boat.
So if both fish pumps go down, there's absolutely no flow in the ladder.
You have your exit flow and you have your 6-9 flow. And part of that's going through the UMT over to Cascades Island.
Dave's asking, what's the 6-9 flow?
Yeah.
That's the AWS flow from the upper section of the ladder.
Come on, Dave.
Sorry.
Get your bond speak going. So I guess what Dave and I were just whispering about was, if the orifice gates are closed, does that keep some amount of water going back down through the ladder? That
it would, yes.
It won't keep it going down through the ladder.
No, it will go through
the
entrances. You're just closing holes.
How many?
It's simple.
How many?
12.
Each one of those is...
So could fish still go
eight
up the
small
ladder?
Ones and four big ones.
Yeah, it's just closing out holes.
And
the water comes
out. You get a little bit more traction.
You would close everything. You would close everything down except your highest passage gate.
So
and you would bring it up to 6 feet, and you hope for the best.
It's a long-term thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And I don't.
So section four.
Where's an engineer?
Oh, there's one.
yeah,
thanks.
What's the head we get with? What's the flow through 6-9?